Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Self-Achievement Network. My name is Dominic. Today, I am going to talk about what it means to make conscious versus unconscious decisions and choices. One of the most important things that we can do in life, of course, is to make choices, because that steers the direction of our life. And when we make conscious decisions and choices, it steers our life in the way that we, more of the way that we ideally want to have our life be. And when we make unconscious choices, unaware, uninformed choices, our life goes in the opposite direction and it turns out to be really nasty. So let's get right into it. So let's start off by talking about what is the difference between a choice and a decision. We've all heard them before. People use them interchangeably, but let's get real clear about what they are. So a choice is really about selecting options based on our preferences. And I'm going to give you some examples in a second. Decisions are like the final result based on the desired result. Okay? So, here's an example. You go out to dinner. You look at the menu. The choices are pizza, salad, or steak. You decide on pizza. What are the choices? Pepperoni, mushrooms, olives, and onions. And you decide on pepperoni and olives. Okay? So, the choices were pepperoni, onions, mushrooms, olives, like that. So you chose the options that you want, and then what did you get? A pizza, right? The final decision was getting a pizza with those selected items on them. You go out to buy a car. You can either buy a truck, for example, a car, or an SUV. And you decide, okay, I'm going to buy an SUV. Well, what are the choices? Color, the moonroof or not, the automatic, this, that, and the other thing, and whatever. So the decision was about buying SUV, and then the choices were what options do you want on it. Same thing with the career. What do you decide? Do you want to be an attorney? And what kind of an attorney? So the final decision is, I'm going to be an attorney. You could have been a million different other things in life, and you decided, I'm going to be an attorney. And then you can select which type of attorney you want to be, a trial lawyer or whatever, right? So that's the basics of the difference between a choice and a decision. So the issue is that when we don't know the result that we want, it's like it's being unconscious. It's making an unconscious choice or an unconscious decision. We're unaware. We're uninformed. And what happens when we're uninformed is that mostly we make the wrong decisions because we're not clear about what it is that we want. Now, so here's an example. Let's talk about health, because everybody is concerned about their health. I think they should be if they're not, right? So when you're unclear about your health, what do you allow yourself to do? Eat unhealthy food, and you basically have an inactive lifestyle, not so much exercise, whatever. But you let yourself slide based on that you're not really clear about the result. On the flip side of that, when you know exactly what you want, how much you want to weigh, how healthy you want your body to be, how clear-minded you want it to be, and all this other stuff, you become conscious, you become aware of what it is that you want. You become informed about what you want your health to be like, right? And then you begin to make the right decisions. Very simple, right? Clear about your health, you start eating healthy foods, and you become active, okay? So the moral of the story is, make conscious decisions, right? Aware, informed decisions, choices based on the quality of life that you ideally want to have. Now, how do you get to that ideally? Oh, I dream about this and I dream about that. I'm going to talk about that in just a few minutes. How do we get there? So before I do that, let's talk about what is consciousness, right? So people say, oh, I want to make a conscious decision, a conscious choice. Let's talk about what conscious really means, what it is, right? So in the whole universe, right, there's a fundamental intelligence that keeps everything moving. The stars are moving around. The sun is emitting, radiation and heat and all this stuff. And then on the planet Earth, there's all kinds of stuff going on. And it's an awareness, right? It's the intelligence. It thinks for itself. We don't have to micromanage it. We don't have to organize it. So it thinks for itself, it's self-organizing, it adapts to change, whatever goes on, just like the weather, right? So we as humans, we're not separate from the universe. We're not separate. We are a part of the universe. We have intelligence too. However, okay, I'm going to talk about the however in just a second. First of all, I want to say universal intelligence is also in our nature. It's conscious. It's an intelligence in nature. So if you look at a tree or a flower, how does a flower become, how does it know to become a flower? We don't have to micromanage that process. Nature does it all by itself. It's that innate intelligence. We don't really know what that is. It's in the cosmos, it's in animals, plants, it's in our weather, it's in the earth. The earth is alive, it's an organism, it's a gigantic organism that does what it does because it does it, and we really don't know how it works. We just call it intelligence, right? Same thing with the human body. We don't have to micromanage the, I can't remember what it is, 14 trillion chemical reactions that are happening in a body at one time. We don't have to micro, thank goodness we don't have to micromanage that, right? So in animals, okay, and the animal, their bodies have natural intelligence just like ours does. And animals have natural intelligence in their mind, okay? That's called instinct. Animals and humans don't think the same. You notice that? It's true. The human body has natural intelligence, however, right? Here's my however, and it strives toward health. However, the human mind has no natural intelligence. It requires micromanaging. It requires control. And the mind determines the quality of our life. It determines our future. It determines our thoughts, our actions, and the results that we get. We are the one that has to control that. Nature doesn't do that. That's the difference between humans and animals, okay? Humans must use our learned intellect, right, our memory and our imagination to control, direct, and steer our mind. So what happens if we don't? And we can see this happening all over the time. People go nuts. People do weird things. They shoot guns at people. They do sick things. They lose track. They go on, what's it called when you can't handle your own life? You have to get money from the government, right? All these things happen. They lose their shit, basically. And that's like on the bad side. But on the modern side, people they get married, they're in love, and then they get divorced. Their children don't talk to them because they, whatever. All these things happen. They get a job and they don't like their boss, and they argue with the people there, and all these different things happen. So if you're not directing your mind, if you're not in control of your mind, it goes into this automatic default, like the lowest denominator of thinking. So we have to keep that like level of thinking high, clarity, right? It's really important. So consciousness is not our mind, as I just explained. It's not our mind. If you have a confused mind, you get a messy life. So the thing that we need to make sure that we have is a healthy body, healthy mind, so that we have the life and can create the life that we want, that we desire. It's very simple. I learned this a long time ago, and when I started to do it, my life changed completely. So if you want to improve your life, start by making informed, aligned, conscious choices and decisions. It's very simple. Now, getting there is a different story. And the benefits are beyond our imagination. They've been beyond my imagination. Joy, fulfillment in my life, feeling of that I'm doing something with my life and I'm getting what I want out of my life. I'm 64 right now. And all that adds up to fun. So, I worked on setting my goals and getting clear about my values and things like that, and I made progress, which made me feel really good, joyful, fulfilled. And if I don't didn't when I didn't know my goals, I felt like crap. So you must know your goals and your values and things like that. You must know yourself first. We also the benefits of expanded confidence and self-esteem. And what does that boil down to? Fun. What kind of a life do you want to have? Fun. I know that already. So we must control our behaviors, our thoughts, our actions. Those are the things that create our results. So if we're not in control of our thoughts and our behaviors and our actions, we're going to get results that we don't want. Crappy things are going to happen in our life. We have the ability, and what we must do is practice. But you need a way, you need a method, you need a vehicle, you need something that's going to get you to the place that you want to go, like, a roadmap, right? A template. And you hear all this stuff on the internet. So another benefit is you begin to make better and better decisions. It's a skill, it's a learned skill. And when you make better decisions, things are occurring in your life that are, getting better, improving your situation. And what does that amount to? Fun. What kind of a life do you want to have? Fun. So you have to practice. Just like learning a musical instrument, you have to practice. And the better you get at it, the better things happen, the better things get. The clearer, right, you get on your options in life, and then the consequences. Because if you're not clear about what consequences can happen if you make this decision, things go off the rails. And you know how that goes. You don't want that. So another benefit is reduced stress and anxiety. And when you have reduced stress and anxiety, what do you have more of? Fun. What kind of a life do you want to have? Fun. Of course you do. So if you're not clear about your desired results, you don't have so much fun because things aren't happening. So it's really about getting clear about who you are, what you want, when you want it, and things like that. You must make the best decisions for yourself, first and foremost. Now, of course, you want to include people if you have people in your life to include, but you may not have those people. And I'm gonna talk about that in a second. Another benefit is a meaningful life. And when you have a meaningful life, you're creating more fun. What you're putting into it, you're getting out. You begin to have realizations, and you begin to see, wow, my life really has meaning. And before you started on this making these better decisions, things were not so meaningful, right? We have to have things meaning to us first. We have to be true to ourselves first and foremost, to be true to ourselves, and then including our families, our communities, and then our world. Another benefit, improve relationships. Now, when you're in a relationship and it's going great, what do you have? Fun. What kind of a life do you want to have? What kind of a relationship do you want to have? A fun relationship. Not these kind of relationships that you're always working on it and you're always hashing things out and all that. What about taking it out for a spin? Getting through all that stuff quickly. How long are you going to waste your life on a relationship that's not working? You either need to improve it or you need to make a choice to get out and begin to make your life work. I've been divorced twice. I admit it. I didn't know. But then I learned and I got out based on what it was that I wanted. Now, my two former wives, they are a lot happier. I promise you. You can ask them. So, we want to consider others in a plan that improves our relationship. And when we don't include other, we forget other people in our plan, things begin to deteriorate. Another benefit is we become and develop a positive outlook on life. And when we have a positive out on life, what does it feel like? It's fun. Lots of fun. What kind of a life do you want to have? You want to have a fun life, right? So creating a more ideal future is fun. making real headway is fun. It's we have a positive outlook. We look forward to waking up in the morning. We look forward to doing things. You know, we can stop pretending that things are great when they're not really great. Doesn't it suck when you like have to walk in and with a fake smile and how's things going? It's great, but underneath it all, it's not great. Another benefit is self-awareness. So as we begin to work on ourself and work on our life and things, we have insights about who we are and what we're doing, and we all of a sudden you think, God, I used to do that habit and now I don't do it anymore. I'm like, what did I do? Why did I do that? And you probably can't even figure it out because you forgot about the bad habit and started doing something completely different and you got your life on track. And you life became fun again. So it's important to define your life. To define your life is to know yourself. Values, right, are really important. It's about the way that we live. You live with a value of love, of generosity, of cooperation. That's the operating system kind of thing. Vision, right, is what life you want to create. What do you want? Where do you see yourself in the future? That's vision, seeing what you want to create and how to get there, your strategy. So all this is about me sharing the information that I've learned, right? And I've created my own life plan, and I'm 64 and I'm still at it. And everything that I've ever wanted, I've created it. Now, could I have gone like, you know, I mean, within reason, of course, you know, did I want yachts and did I want airplanes and all this stuff? And did I become a billionaire by acting and become you know, a pilot like John Travolta? No, it's not what I wanted. That's not what I wanted. That's not what I wanted to do. This is what I wanted to do. I want to share with people what I've learned so that they can have the kind of a life that they want to have. That's what I want to do. So, in order to make conscious choices and decisions, here's what you need to do. First of all, identify your values and define your goals. What are they? What are your values and goals? They're exactly what is important to you. How do you want to operate? What do you want to have? What do you want to create? What kind of a home do you want? What kind of house? What kind of health do you want? What kind of relationship do you want to have? Right? Exactly what is important to you, exactly what you want in life. I've done it in 10-year increments. So if you're 30, you want to plan for your 40s. If you're 40s, you're 40, you want to plan for your 50s. No matter where you're at, you plan for the for 10 years. You start by making a one-year plan, and that's what I teach because you when you can make a one-year plan, you can make a two-year plan. You learn that, and you can make a 3 and a 5 and a 10-year. You're not going to know exactly everything that you want. That's not the point. The point is, let's take it, and the longer out that you look, the more confusing it gets. However, you can make like this is what I really ideally want and where I want to be in 5 years or 10 years. So you want to plan your life in 10-year increments. So and then think about when exactly do you want it? What's your timeline? Most people don't think about, oh, I'm just going to go for it and see what happens. No, it doesn't work that way. Well, it does work that way, it can work that way. However, you know, the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. And most people are going like this. And I've seen these memes on social media where this is life. But, you know, life doesn't have to keep going in circles and all this stuff. It can kind of go jagged a little bit, of course. But you want to ideally straighten that line out because life is short. We only have so much time. So, the tool that I teach a lot is called the Wheel of Life. We've talked about this in my other videos, and it has to do with health, your money or your finances, your career, whether you have a business or an online business, your physical environment, your home, your me time, recreation, what do you want to do with that? Your personal growth path, keeping yourself on track, keeping yourself you know, motivated. What about your love life, your romance, your family, like that? The wheel of life. You have to really begin to look at where are you at? So you should first of all determine your starting point. and you begin to look at it. So I teach that, right? And then you use those eight basic areas of life, and then you define your ideal circumstances. And then you work backwards from that using mind maps and a calendar system, and all of a sudden you're on track and you have goals, but then you have to do it, you have to implement it, right? So that's where I come in. And I teach people to trust themselves. How do I do that? Well, learning experientially, not intellectually, how to follow through, how to honor your word. You say you're going to do something and then you follow through. I teach people start small. Don't try to do something really gigantic, big, and take on this my gigantic project or change of a habit or something like that. No, start really tiny and then build your strength so you build your trust in yourself. So when you get to the point where you have to make a big change in your life, that you can then tackle it with all that trust behind you. You see? So you have to be willing also to change your mind, change directions, you by setting deadlines. So you set deadlines to change course. So if what you're doing is either isn't working, you're not making progress, you either have to take a couple steps back and then group yourself and then move forward again. It's all cool, right? But you have to be willing to set deadlines to change courses. So make conscious choices in life. It takes practice. You have to begin sometime, someplace, somewhere. You're going to have to start. And this is the biggest issue. When am I going to start? Oh, I'm going to start on Monday. I'm going to stop doing this on Monday. I'm going to stop doing this next month. Bullshit. You need to start doing it right now. You need to get yourself into urgency about your life because tick, tick, tick. We think the clock is going forward. No. It's going backwards. Tick, tick, tick is like beat, beat, beat. And each beat is a one less beat. That's all there is to it. And if you don't buy into that, oh, I'm going to live to be 100. Well, okay, it's still ticking backwards no matter what you do, whether you're sleeping, walking, talking, reading, pooping, whatever it might be. It's ticking backwards, right? So the more you practice, the easier life actually gets. And life is never not hard. It's always a little hard. There's always challenges, but life actually gets easier. So, what do you want? You want an easy life or you want a hard life? It's your choice. Align yourself. So, when you begin to define the areas of your life exactly how you want them, and you align your actions and your thoughts around that, right, things begin to happen like magic. So you take your current picture, where you're at. That's the first thing you have to do is just determine where are you. Let's define where you're at, what's not working, and then let's look at your future picture. So the question is, do you want to have a bad life, a good life? Hey, how about a great life? Well, that's amazing. I mean, that's available, but what about an amazing life? See, I have an amazing life. Why? Because that's what I decided to do. Because somebody posed the question to me, do I want to have an extraordinary life? I do have an extraordinary life. So you can ask me questions anytime you want, responding to this. Okay, so you have to become aware and you have to become familiar with who you are. So when you add those two up, becoming aware and familiar, this is becoming conscious. And that's what it's all about. It's conscious, being aware, being familiar with who you are, what you want, where do you want to go, what do you want to create in your life. And you have to find someone who can guide you, who wants to guide you, who's willing. If you can't find anybody that's willing or wants to give you advice, I'm not into giving people advice. I'm into sharing the information, sharing the experiences that I've had to help people get in and stay in the direction that they want to go already. So remember those eight areas: health, family, romance, your me time, your money, your business, your home, right, your home life, your environment, all those things and more. They mean everything to you. If you're wanting to work on that, get a hold of me. get in touch with me. Let's have a talk, okay? Anyway, so if you have enjoyed this and you want to be informed when there is more videos like this, please subscribe. Please like and share this with people if you thought you got if you got value. And please make a comment or ask a question anytime. I answer all of them myself. Thank you so much for watching. Have yourself a fabulous whatever day, night, evening, sleep. Bye-bye for now.